Let's continue looking at Romans chapter 6. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body to make you obey its passions. Do not present your members to sin as instruments for unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments for righteousness. And then verse 14, for sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace. So let's unpack that just a little bit, huh? Do not let sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies. This is going to be explained further in the scripture, but there was a time before faith in Christ when sin was not counted. Sin was not acknowledged. Trying to live in a way that pleases God because you believe in God, trying to consider that I don't have everything wrong I've ever done stacked up against me like a death sentence because I've been set free in Jesus' name, those ideas didn't exist. Before we walk with God, we just do whatever seems right to us. And then it doesn't matter whether I'm trying to follow God or not. I'll just do what I like. But now that I have acknowledged God and the work he's done in Jesus Christ, committing myself to Christ, sin is still an option. And the instruction there in verse 12 is, therefore, let not sin reign in your mortal body to make you obey its passions. Sin wants us. And you know what? Sin is delicious, isn't it? The scripture even says sin is pleasurable for a season. I mean, if sin wasn't alluring and sensually gratifying, why would people do it? Do not let sin reign in your mortal bodies. And then do not present your members to sin as instruments for unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death into life. And now, so what is that? Do not present your members to sin. Is it the people here in this building who are members of a charity called Alva Baptist Church? Most people, I think, understand when they see this that it speaks of a sort of a body part, right? Do not present your members to sin as instruments for unrighteousness. The things that you look at, the things that you touch, that you taste, the places your feet walk to, the things that you put your hands to, do not present those body parts to sin. And then, isn't it interesting in reflection, in retrospect, that you would call people who are part of the body of Christ members of the church? You see how there's a washing back and forth in language here. Present your members to God as instruments for righteousness. So no longer the way you used to be, now the way that you are. You were once instruments for unrighteousness, and now instruments for righteousness. And then verse 14, I think this is a complicated sentence. Sin will have no dominion over you since you are not under law but under grace. So dominion, law, and grace. Dominion is a controlling sort of a thing. A monarch has dominion over the nation. The government has dominion over the people who are ruled as citizens. Parents have dominion over the home, the family, children submitted to their parents. But that's a thing, law and grace, that's brought up here. I want to read it to you from the New Living Translation. And look what it says here in Romans chapter 6, verse 14 in the New Living Translation. It says, sin is no longer your master, for you no longer live under the requirements of the law. Instead, you live under the freedom of God's grace. Is that more clear when read from a different bit of a translation of a Bible? Sin is no longer your master. You don't have to do what sin says. When sin says, come here, remember how we used to? You don't have to do that anymore. In fact, you know that sin leads to death. That sin and disobedience from God disconnects us from the mains, and our batteries are wearing down until we will just switch off for no longer being abiding in Christ or in God.